الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمدي بشيري نذير هاشمي مكرمي أتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمدي صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين Respected elders, brothers, sisters in the mosque and on receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. खाना नहीं खाते तो दिमाग कैसा काम नहीं करता अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह वी आर इन द फेज ऑफ फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ रमजान कमिंग टू एन एंड दैट इज व्हाई आस्क आई वांटेड टू सी हु नोज हाउ मेनी रोजेस आर देयर अनफॉर्चुनेटली दिस इज द स्टेट ऑफ द मुस्लिम्स They can't even know what fast it is. So how will they know what is mentioned in the Quran? Muslims are going down and down and down. And that is why we are facing all the problems in the world. Yani abhi kaun sa roza hai wo pata nahi logon ko. Koi 9 kehta hai, koi 10 kehta hai. Maybe ek roza piche rakha hoga, isliye wo 9 keh raha hai. Anyhow, we are completing the first phase of Ramadan. We bless We are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting this beautiful month of Ramadan. Ramadan will come and go. If you are 70, after you became mature, you have already seen 58 Ramadans. But did Ramadan make any difference in your life, in my life? Ramadan will come and go. The sun will rise, the sun will set. The weather will be same, the daylight will be same. The darkness of the night will be same. But have you achieved anything in the first phase of Ramadan, which was awwaluhu rahmatun? The first 10 days were full of mercy. Did you get part of that mercy? You can feel it if you got it. Did you get it? Ask yourself, did you get that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did things get better in your household? Did the effect of the fast come on your children? Did it come on your wife? Did it come on you? Did it come on your dealings? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world with positives and negatives. Every positive has got a negative. He created kufr, Allah created on the opposite side Islam. He created the day, on the opposite side He created the night. Cold weather, opposite hot weather. Every positive has got a negative, every positive. If you see the wires of the electrical wires, there is a positive wire, there is a negative wire. If there is only positive wire, there is no negative wire, there is no earthing wire, it will burn the building. So Allah has created both. In the same way, Allah created khair and shar. Allah created balai and burai, good and bad. These two things are running together. You will see in the world there is good, you will see in the world there is bad. Amongst the people there are good people, amongst the people there are bad people. But now we need to ponder for a minute, which is the original one? Is good original or bad original? If you take examples of any object of this world, you will come to a conclusion that bad is original. Good is not original. Bad is original. I give you one example of the food. A person likes any type of food which has got good flavor, good taste. But for that you have to make an effort. You have to work, earn money, do the shopping. The sisters will cook it at home. And after that, to preserve the taste, to preserve the quality, you will have to buy a refrigerator. And then you place it in the refrigerator. It won't get bad until 4 or 5 days. And our sisters, they made samosas, kebabs before Ramadan, 1 month before Ramadan. And it will last for 3 months. So that is the quality of the refrigerator. So to keep the food good, you have to make an effort. You have to go to work, wake up in the morning in the cold weather, sacrifice your children, sacrifice your wife, earn money, buy the shopping, and buy the refrigerator, then place the food inside. The food will be intact. But if you want to spoil the food, you don't have to make any effort. Place it in a corner. After a few hours, if it is a hot weather, you will see there will be smell coming out from the food. Shadiyon mein jaate hain, summer ke andar, to baaz martaba dekhte hain ki khana bigra hua hota hai. But you need that tongue. One is shock and one is zok. Shock sabko hota hai, zok kisi ke paas nahi hota. 100, 500 people ke under ek aadmi ke paas zok hota hai. Zok. Shock means what? He knows the quality. Ye sabke paas nahi hota. Taste everybody, very nice, very nice, very nice. But those who have got zok, they will straight away tell you that the food is worn out. The moment they put the meat in the mouth, they will tell you what meat it is. Is it coming from the refrigerator or is it fresh? That is called zok. So in the same way, we have to create zok in din. Zok to sabko hota hai, roze sab rakhte hai. Lekin zok kiske paas? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, there are three types of roza fast. He mentioned in Ahya ul-Ulum, his popular book. It is available online in English. Read it. Full of philosophy. How he has explained the deen. And he has worked so hard to compile that book. But today Muslims have no time. What our Salaf have done, what our Shuyukh have done for the deen. How many types of books they have compiled. But we don't have time. We have time for magazines, we have time for other books. We have time on the mobile phone. MashaAllah, boys, they are on mobile phone when the Taraweeh is on. And look at the brothers, they're all leaning at the walls. Are you all old? Come in the front. You're losing the sawab. Just look how they are sitting. Huh? You're losing the sawab. The sawab, the rahmat is coming here in the front first. And when the imam says salam on the right first, then on the left, then on the first row, then on the second row, it's descending, descending, descending. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you knew the reward of reading the salah in the first surf, you will fight with each other. You'll fight to sit in the first row. So, they were on the mobile phones. And when the imam, he goes in the ruku, now the boys quickly, they put the phone and they join the imam in the ruku. So, is this Taraweeh? Is this Taraweeh? And you know how much effort those who are reading Taraweeh, because I've been through that for 58 years. You know one sipara, how many times they read one juz? You'll believe? Let me open my secret. I used to read 30 times. How many? So how much it is? One Quran. 30 times the juz which we read in Taraweeh before we stand here. And today also I'm listening at the back. So it is more responsibility. To read is, somebody will correct you from the back. But when you're listening and you are responsible to correct the brother who is making a mistake, Walaikum Salaam wa Rahmat. Marhaba. So that is more responsibility. So now to preserve the taste of the food. Bad job, you're disturbing me. To preserve the taste of the food, you have to make an effort. In the same way, this is a building. To make it a lot of effort, then to preserve the qualities of the building. You have to make an effort. You got an orchard, a garden. Beautiful flowers, that's the quality of it. But if you want to make a jungle, just leave it. It will become a jungle. Do not clean this building, this mosque for a couple of weeks and you will see what will happen. Everything will start falling down, ripping. So this example shows that this is the principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When an effort is made, then the goodness will come. Otherwise, badness is there. Badness is always there. Now this rule applies to the human as well. If it's applying on this, it's applying on the building, it's applying on the food, it's applying on other objects of the world, then the same rule is applying on the human as well. If an effort will be made on the human, then the good qualities will come. Like the Prophet ﷺ, he made an effort on the Sahaba. And the Sahaba who used to murder the children, alive daughters, they used to bury the alive daughters. Every household was a pub. In Makkah, every household, they had a bar inside. And not the bar which we see in these English houses, no. Not a small bar. Full ponds of alcohol, ponds. That is why when alcohol was prohibited, there was a flood in Medina. Those who had the alcohol in the mouth, they spat it out. Those who had in utensils, in bottles, in pots, they threw in Medina, in the streets of Medina. There was a flood in Medina. So imagine how much alcohol they were consuming. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the period of 23 years, he made an effort. Day and night, Qulu la ilaha illallah, tuflihu. Qulu la ilaha illallah, tuflihu. And the same who used to murder the daughters, the same who used to take alcohol, the same who used to fight for one egg, the fight used to carry on for 100 years. When the father was dying, he would call his children and say, that family, they took our egg, they stole our egg. Make sure you don't complete the dispute, you don't finish the dispute, carry on the fight. And then he dies, then he tells his children. So imagine what type of kufr they had. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made the effort, the same people who became radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an, Allah became satisfied with them. So Ramadan will come. Imam Ghazali says the first is the roza of the common man. Of the common man. Now who is the common man? You and me. We are common. We fast. We're not going to eat from 5 o'clock until 5:45. We all do that. We won't drink water. We will not have cohabitation with our wife. That is the fast of the common man. Then there is a second stage, the fast of the VIP. And what is their fast? Fast of the eye. Fast of the tongue. Fast of the ear. Fast of the belly. Now you will say, how can I fast? I'm already fasting, I'm not eating anything. So what is the fast of the belly? So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, he will not consume anything which is haram. Al-haramu, al-halalu bayyin, wal-haramu bayyin. And then in the middle, mushtabahat. He will not consume anything, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says. Now when, look at our roza, when we sit down on the dining table, do we think for a minute, whatever is on the dining table, where the money came from? Was it from halal money? Or was it haram? Food is halal. Everything is halal. Halal chicken, that halal, that halal, that halal. But the actual thing, the money which bought it. That is why the ulama says at iftari time, the best thing is dates. If not available, the best thing is water. Water. There is no shubha that water will be haram. We are fond of kebab, samosa, pakore, this, that, biryani, zarda. But we don't think where it is coming from. So that is the fast of the VIP people, the khas people. One is the aam, one is the khas. And there is a third category, which is the fast of the khasul khas. The most VIP person from the VIPs. And that was the fast of our salaf, our shuyukh. And what is that fast? The heart and the brain should not think anything which is a sin. A woman is passing, you will not even raise your gaze. You will not even think about that woman. You will not think anything dirty during the fast. That is the fast of the most, the best people, the best VIP from the VIPs. And these are the people where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions that they are the one who have achieved taqwa, and that is the aim and reason of fasting. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam, kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So we have to make this effort in the month of Ramadan. And it is a course for next 11 months until next Ramadan. We achieve that taqwa, and that taqwa will be a shield for us, and it will protect us from committing any type of sin, not only in the month of Ramadan, after Ramadan until next Ramadan. We will not commit any type of sin. We will live our life according to Islam, according to the teachings of the Quran, according to the teachings of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, in this way, if we spend the month of Ramadan, then you will see the change which will come in your life. For example, I haven't got a habit of reading tahajjud before Ramadan. I'm giving an example. Now because Ramadan, I wake up for sehri, wake up 15 minutes before you eat your sehri. Eating at 4:30, wake up at 4:15. Make wudu. And after making wudu, 4 rakat quickly. Start with 4. You will reach 8, you will reach 12. Start with 4. Eat 4 rakat, make dua. That is the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua. And there is such great spirituality in the tahajjud salat. Wallahi, if you start your tahajjud salat, all your problems of your household, everything, Allah will give you the content. What is content? Content is little but satisfaction. See, always the rich are greedy. Rich are poor. I always say, rich are poor. They are not rich. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in the hadith that لو كان لابن آدم واديا من ذهب أحب أن يكون له واديا. If a man has got, a son of Adam has got a whole valley of gold, he'll be wishing for the second. Then he got two, he's wishing for three. A man has got one house, wishing for second. Second, wishing for third. So he's poor, that's why he's wishing. But when a poor man has got satisfaction, content. He hasn't got a house. He's living in a rental house. But he's got the content. He's not earning £500. He's earning £100. But he's got the satisfaction. He's got the simplicity in his life. He can manage his family with £100. That is content. So when you start this tahajjud salat, you will get the content. And your life will change. The most beautiful salat, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the 5-time prayers, salatul tahajjud. So read your salatul tahajjud. After fajr, read your Quran. When the sun rises, a chance to read salatul ishraq. Great reward. Reward of hajj and umrah. So this will make a habit. So it's a course in the month of Ramadan, the month of course. Then when it is duha, fast. When the sun rises, about 10 o'clock. Beautiful salah. The salat of fast is sadaqah for every organ. There are 360 organs in the body. 360. Now you have to give sadaqah for every organ. Sadaqah for the heart, sadaqah for the eyes, sadaqah for the ears, sadaqah for the fingers, nails, stomach, kidneys, heart, pancreas, feet, toes, fingers. Where will you get £1 for everyone, for every part, sadaqah? So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us do the chas salat, 8 rakats. That will be the sadaqah on behalf of all the organs, 360 organs of Guru. Then after Salatul Maghrib, to Salatul Awwabin. Instead of going home and enjoying the food and sitting there and sitting on the dining table for 3/4 of an hour, how long does it take to eat? 5 minutes? Maximum, if you are old, you can't chew properly, 10 minutes. Stand up on and say 6 rakats Awwabin. Read long surahs. Long surahs. Reap the reward of Ramadan. Then you will become the fast of the khas. And then your brain and heart you will control. The fast of khasul khas. Then increase your charity in the month of Ramadan. That will teach you how to give charity throughout the year. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was more fast than the wind, swift than the wind in giving charity in the month of Ramadan. Before you enter the masjid for Salatul Isha, put £1 in the box. If not £1, 10 pence. Make a habit. 10 pence rakho. Allah does not see at the quality, at the quantity. What does he see? At the quality. A person has got £100,000, he gives £10,000 for charity. A person has got only £100 and he is giving £10. Who is better? The £10 one. Because innama al-amalu bin-niyyat. Niyyat is the one that is counted. That is why in the battle of Ghazwa Tabuk, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was raising money, raising fund. So Abu Bakr goes home and he wipes the whole house, he brings everything. And that was very few bowl, this, that. Because remember, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he claimed the prophethood, and Abu Bakr was the first one to accept Islam. He sacrificed 45,000 dirhams for the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I returned everybody's favor, but Abu Bakr's favor I couldn't return. I return on the day of judgment. That's why he's called Siddiq. So he goes, he brings everything. Then Umar says, this is the chance, I have to beat Abu Bakr. Because Abu Bakr didn't have a lot of wealth. Umar was rich. He had a lot of wealth. He goes home. He brings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks Abu Bakr, what have you brought? He says, my entire belonging. Jo kuch bhi ghar mein tha, sab leke aa gaye. Umar ko pucha, kya leke aaye ho? Bola, aadha leke aaya hu, aadha chhod ke aaya hu. Abu Bakr ko pucha, kya chhod ke aaya? Allah uska rasul ka naam chhod ke aaya hu. Umar then said to Abu Bakr, I tried my best to compete with you, but I failed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sees at the quality. He doesn't see at the quantity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. We got Shaykh amongst us, inshallah. He will lead the Jummah prayer. Brother Rizwan is also here, inshallah.